Okay, as always, the Torah should be the English master of Geshem, seeing as we're still in the middle of Lag BaOmer, and it has a resounding impact upon us, going far further, from this day, the Yahrzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, leading all the way till the day when he was born, Shavuos. I'll share with you a story, a famous story, but maybe an insight into that story, in the Gemara, Shabbos Daf Lag and Gimel Amud Beis. But the Gemara tells us famously about how and why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai ran away with his son, first to a Beis HaMedrash, and afterwards when the Gezerah, the decree, became more severe, they went and they hid for 12 years and then a further year in the cave, until Eliyahu HaNavi came and stood at the entrance of the cave and said, "Who will be Megale to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the emperor, the Caesar, has passed away, and therefore the Gezerah has become bottled?" And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai exited together with his son. Every place that they looked at, which they weren't impressed about how people were being Oisik in Chai Yishah instead of in Chai Olam, and they consumed them, and the Shechinat Paschal came out, had a tefillah on them, "Are you coming to destroy my world?" So they returned for a further year back into the cave, reminiscent of the 12 months that a neshama needs to spend in Gehenim. And then eventually they exited. This time, everywhere which Rabbi Elazar looked at and in condemnation, which would have brought destruction, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai looked at it with a healing look, and eventually he told his son, "I think that the whole world," he said, "Omer bini, dai la'olam ani va'ata." Carries on the sugya and says, "Bahadipanya demale shabso," it was an era of Shabbos, getting close towards Shabbos, "Chozu ahu saba," they saw an elderly gentleman, "to have a nokit treimed da ani sa'aso. Veroid ben Ashmoshes." They saw a gentleman who was carrying two bundles of hadasim and running at ben Ashmoshes. Omrulei, they said to him, "Hani lo maloch. Why have you got these?" Omalahu, so he said to them, "Lechoid Shabbos. It's for covered Shabbos." So they said to him, "V'tiskiloch b'chad. One should be sufficient. If it's for covered Shabbos, one is enough." So he said to them, "No, chad keneged zocher b'chad keneged shomer." At which point, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, "Omale libre, chazi kama chavim in mitzvahs al Yisrael. You see how beloved mitzvahs are to klal Yisrael. Yosif da'atayu." And they were appeased. Asked the Ben Ishchai a number of questions. He says, first of all, why does he have to tell us any description of the person who they saw? They saw someone running with carrying bundles of hadassim. It needs to say that they saw an elderly gentleman. Why is that to Nogea? Secondly, what was the question when they asked him, "Hani loma loch? Why have you got these? Hani loma, why have you got them? Loma loch? Why was it a question, why do you have them?" It seemed to be something about this particular person, or this person in particular. They were questioning why he had these two things of hadassim. And then he tells them it's for covered Shabbos. At that point, Rav Shimon should have said to his son, "Look how much they're mechav of mitzvahs." He says to him, "No." First he says to the gentleman, "One should be enough for you." And then when he explains, "Once for Zohar, once for Shomer," so then he says, "Ah, you see how much Chav Mitzvahs are." Says the Ben Ishchai, that the Marsha points this out as well. The Ben Ishchai is over here, in the Ben Yoyada, where he says that we know that the Gemara, Chazal, tell us that Hazoyer Beneir, having Leibonim Talmidei Chachamim. Someone who's Zoyer Beneir, it's a school for children, who are Talmidei Chachamim. And that's why we light candles, that's why we're nizah in how we light it. Some people are nizah dafka with oil. And that is in order to be zoicha to bonim tzadikim. Says the Ben Ishchai that we also know tzadikim are referred to as hadasim. Chazal tell us, on the pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Aleph, pasuk Ches, v'hu oimed bein ha-hadasim, and like we know, Esther was called Hadassah because she was a tzadekes. And the Marasha tells us over here, he quotes from the Marasha, that just k'moshe b'zchus ha-nero zoichim lebonim chachomim, came b'zchus agudois ha-hadas zoichim lebonim tzadikim. And that's where there is a minhag that some people make a broch on hadassim and have hadassim on their Friday night table. It comes from the fact that someone who is nizah b'hadas is also zoicha to bonim talmidei chachomim. Says the Ben Ishchai, in which case we could say that when Rav Shimon saw this gentleman, and he saw him carrying hadassim, he knew, This is a skula for Balim Tzadikim. But he said to him, Hani Lomo Loch, why have you got them? We said, who is this gentleman? It was a Saba, it was an elderly gentleman, beyond the years of fathering children. In which case, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked him, why have you got Hadassim? He's for the Skula. Lechayr Loch didn't ask Hani Loma. I know why people have this. They have this for the Skula. Oh, well, why have you got it? The Skula is no longer appropriate for you. It's not going to work for you. So why have you got it? To which the gentleman responded, it's for covered Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai now didn't say, oh, you see how they're mechavev mitzvahs. Because he wanted to say to him, if it's for covered Shabbos, and you are an elderly gentleman, you don't anymore need it for the skula purposes, in which case you have one which is connected to the ish, one connected to the isha, and therefore you're mezoichet to banim tamid chachamim. V'tiski loch b'chad, one is sufficient for you, if it's for covered Shabbos. To which he then responded, no, once for zoch, once for shomer. Ah! So now I see he's not doing it for no ulterior motive, for no skula, but other than just to be mekayim a hidur in covered Shabbos, and he has one for zoch and one for shomer, then it makes sense that we can say that he was mechabev samitzus. That's one interesting maysa about Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Maybe if we have time, we'll come back to another one. We have in our parasha, in the parasha's Emor, among other mitzvahs, we have a mitzvah of someone who has to bring a carbon toidah. We also have the mitzvah of being mekadesh shem shamayim and veloisa chalalu shem kodshi, and the mitzvah of v'nikdashti v'soich v'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, it's a very interesting this way that the pasuk tells us about the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. It doesn't actually positively tell us, go and be mekadesh shem shamayim. Rather, the way that the pasuk describes the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is v'nikdashti, and I should be made kadosh. It's like sort of a passive. Kedusha should be, there should be kedusha known about me. B'soich b'nei Yisrael. And who does this mitzvah apply to? Does it apply to men, women, children? So the assumption is it's a mitzvah. It applies to anyone over bar or bas mitzvah. Interestingly, it quotes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Rambam in Perek Hei Milchos Yisrei De'Atoy Halacha Aleph, who says that kol beis Yisrael mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem agodol hazeh. Kol Beis Yisrael. Who's Kol Beis Yisrael? She says, well, we say in Halil, when we talk about Yevarech es Beis Yisrael, we continue to say Haketanim im Hagedolim. In which case it would seem that the Rambam is paskening that this is not just a mitzvah on Gedolim, anyone over Bar or Bas mitzvah, but this is a mitzvah that applies as well to Ketanim. Uniquely, the mitzvah of Kiddushim Shomayim applies to Ketanim as well. And he says, in fact, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Tes, which is the Mitzvah of Kiddushim Shemaim, it brings there a pasuk in Yishaya. When the Rambam talks about the Mitzvah of Kiddushim Shemaim, he says that a person has to be Moisa Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem at times when a person needs to do that. And there were times, interestingly topical to these times of the Yemei HaSfira, where we will say Avorachamim this Shabbos, even if there is a Chosen there, because Avo Rachamim was composed by the Rishonim post-Crusades in order to have a memory and to commemorate what happened to Klal Yisrael during that time. And one of the things that we know, that during those medieval times when the Crusades took place, there were people who ensured that not only were they, did they give up their lives on Kiddush Hashem, but they made sure that their children did as well. And the question would be asked, the question has been asked, that Bishlam, a person himself, okay, we are mechuyev on a mitzvah of Yehorek Val Yaver. We're not going to trade our religion for another one. And therefore there's Yehorek Val Yaver. Who allows us to be, children are not mechuyev in mitzvahs, so how they got a mitzvah of Yehorek Val Yaver? The answer is that children are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Kiddushim Shemaim, even children. Why? So the Rambam says, that when he brings this mitzvah, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, he brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. Lochein koyama Hashem el beis Yaakov, asher podo es Avram. Lo ato yevois Yaakov. Yaakov, don't be embarrassed. Lo ato ponov yechvoro, and your face shouldn't go white. Ki bir oiso yelodov, because when he sees his children, ma se yodai bekirba yakdishu shemi, vikdishu es kedosh Yaakov es elokei Yisrael yaritzu. And then others will see, they'll see that they're prepared to give up their lives, he says, and it uses a pasuk which describes Klal Yisrael not just as Klal Yisrael, but as Yelodov. He says, Haloi Dovaru, that it mentions here the fact that children also have a mitzvah of Kiddushim Shemaim. Hence, we find that at those times, Klal Yisrael gave up their lives, our Kiddushim, and the children did as well. He says, and that's why perhaps it says the mitzvah over here, it doesn't say that everyone has, there's a mitzvah takdishu et shemi, which would be positively, you go mi makadish shem shemaim. No, there's a mitzvah of shem shemaim should be makudish through people. How does that happen? By anyone. A man, woman, even children have a mitzvah to be makadish shem shemaim, and to ensure that that happens, that's why it is v'nikdash b'soich b'nei Yisrael. We're not talking just to the makadshim, we're talking as well to the ketanim, that Kiddush Hashem can happen through them, even if they don't positively, they're too young perhaps, to even positively be goyim Kiddush Shemaim, but Kiddush Shemaim can happen through them, and that is a mitzvah. But in order to have even a child who's prepared to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem, for that we need to be able to bring up our children, that they should have that sensitivity to understand and appreciate what Kiddush Shemaim is, that they will be able to do that. So maybe this, in the next part of the parasha, there's a beautiful vort from Rav Shimon Schwab, which would explain, which gives some insight, and a little bit of direction and inspiration into how to infuse everyone in Klal Yisrael to want to be that person who's prepared to be Mekadesh Shem Shemaim. We know one of the mitzvahs in this week's parasha is the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Omer on second day Pesach. We've got to bring a Korban Omer. There's a medrash in our parasha which says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Al tihi mitzvah so'omer kalo be'inecho. The mitzvah so'omer shouldn't be a light mitzvah. Why? He says, because Sha'al yidei mitzvah so'omer zoch Avram lirash es eretz Kanaan. Mitzvah Omer shouldn't be light. You know why? Because of the mitzvah Omer, Avraham Avinu was able to get Eretz Canaan. Shenema, what does it say? It says, Hadol d'chsiv, v'nosati l'cho l'zaracho acharecho, in the parasha where it talks about, in the parasha of Mila, in Sefer Bereishis, in parasha Lech Lecho, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk there is telling us about Avraham Avinu is being told by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when he was 99 years old, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make a bris between you and between myself. Hinei brisi itoch. You'll be an Av HaMoen Goyim. You're going to be called Avraham. V'aki moisi es brisi v'eni v'nosati l'cho l'zarecho acharecho etz eretz mugurecho. Etz eretz kenan l'achuz asoylem v'yisi lohem le'elohim. V'yoymer elohim. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says to Avraham, v'yoymer elohim el Avraham, v'ato and you. And Rashi adds a question, what do you mean? You don't start off a sentence with and. Hashem said to Avram, Ve'ato, says Rashi, what does Ve'ato mean? Ve'ato, Vovzu Moisiv Alinin Rishon. Ani, the Rabbeinu Shem was just saying to him, Hinei Brisi Yitoch, I'm going to have a bris with you. Ve'ato Evi Zoyer L'Shomro. And you should be careful to keep that bris. So Ve'ato Es Brisi Tishma, Ato V'Zarcho, and then he carries on, Zoyes Brisi Asher Tishma V'Ni Yomeneichem, Himo Elochem Kol Zohar. But what are the two brisim? What are the two brisim? Rashi learned it's all one bris. It's talking about keep the bris of bris mila. That's the pashtus. The medrash over here says, no, what is this bris? There's a bris mila as well, but what's the first bris? The mitzvah of Omer is the mitzvah and a bris and a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through which we were zoicha to get Eretz Yisrael, to get the land of Eretz Yisrael.
So what's the pasuk? What's and?
So it says, Vayomer Elokim el Avraham, Ve'ato es brisi tishmoy. What's Ve'ato? So Rashi says, this is going back to what you said. I want to have a bris between me and you, Ve'ato, and you keep that bris. I want to have a bris between you, and you keep that bris. What is that bris? So either, the Medrash learns that bris is the mitzvah of Omer. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, La'olam al tei mitzvah Omer, don't be light with the mitzvah of Omer, Shalidei mitzvah of Omer, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom B'nish Le'ishtoi. Heve Omer, Bizchus Kemach Sa'irim, Shal Mincha Soito, because of the Kemach Sa'irim, and Omer was from Sa'irim, and there was a Kemach Sa'irim used for a Mincha Soito, and because of that, and because of the Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shalom B'nish Le'ishtoi. So he says, well, what is the Sheikhas between Omer, Bris Mila, and Mincha Soito? So Shimon Schwab says a beautiful vort. He says, we know that Mincha So'imer was brought from So'irim. So'irim is Machal Behema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, take something that's a Machal Behema, and it's normally meant as animal food. That's how down the chain it is. How far down the chain it is. Take that, sieve it 13 times in finer and finer sieves, until it becomes something that you're able to be makrim on the Mizbeach. And this will teach Kali Yisrael that even something that's a machal behema, if it's sieved to the right degree, you can be makrib on the Mizbeach. To tell them that our nefesh habahami that we have, that we are created with, if we purify it enough, and if we are male to the degree, we can actually be makrib on the Mizbeach, and it brings through a Riach Nichoyach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that at the end of Meseches Pesachim, the Rosh brings a brisa, where he says, it says in our parasha, Shiva Shavuos Tisparoch, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma Tochel Lispoil. From when you begin Chermesh to Bakoma, to harvest the standing produce, then Tochel Lispoil, then you'll start to count. Chazal learned from this, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma, Al Tikri Bakoma, Ela Bakoma. And from here we learn that when you count Sviras Ome, you have to do it standing. Because it says Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma, that means, and that's talking about the standing stalk of produce. But Al Tikri Bakoma Ela Bakoma, and use that Bakoma to go to the next part of the puzzle, which is the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer, to tell you the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer needs to be done standing up. Says from Shimon Shvah, but one second, let's just analyze the puzzle. The puzzle which is talking about a stalk of produce, and that stalk of produce is standing. We then say that a yid should be like that when he counts the Sfiras Ha'omer. Al Tikri Bakoma Ela Bakoma. And therefore, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoima, when you start, Bakoima Tochel Lispoil. So he says, it seems to be that the Torah is hinting to us over here, that a yid is like that stalk of Machal Behema, of barley, that's standing ready to be harvested, but is still joined to the ground, to the Adama, to the Afrius, and to the Chomer from where he comes. He's joined to the Gashmias from which he was created, the Adama from which he was created. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, right, it comes the Zman of Sfira, is the time of harvesting. I want this Yid to go and to sever himself from his Afrius, but to use that part of him, and even to be male that part of him, which is referred to and hinted to as the Machal Behema Chelek of him, and be male that, so that can even go on the Mizbeach. And that's what Chazal mean, that Mehochel Chermesh Bakoima, now that you're ready and you're standing, you've got the Gashmius in it, in the Machal Behema part of you, but it's connected still to his Shoresh, be menatik it from his Shoresh, take that, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, even though it may be something that is Chedek HaGashmi, and be male that on the Mizbeach. How? By sieving through it, sieving until you get it to the right degree that can be offered up on the Mizbeach. And he says that is what the Sfira is. Sfira is a time where we take ourselves, and every day we're sieving a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we're able then to be Ve'ikravtem Mincha Chadasha, that we are going to be that Mincha Chadasha. He says that is very similar to the Mitzvah of Mila. The Mitzvah of Mila, what is the Mitzvah of Mila? That a person severs oneself, quite literally, from the connection to Adoma, to Afrius, to Chomrius. And a person takes away part of it and is male oneself and says, right, this is the part of me that has connection to Chomrius, the part of me that has connection to the Adama. And the mitzvah is to be male that a person becomes an Ish Kodesh. Similar to what we're saying over here, take the Machal Behema and purify it so that it can be used for Kedusha. And the same thing is with the Mincha Soita. We're saying, give her the carbon, which is the Mincha Soita, which is made from barley. To say, use Olam Hazeh, but use Olam Hazeh and Gashmias to be male it to a chelek which is ruchnius. And perhaps that's what we say when we wish a child, or we wish the parents of a child, kishem shenichnas habris, kein yikonis l'toyra, l'chupa l'masim tovim. Just like he came into the bris, what's the bris? Where we say, right, we're taking a part of the chomer, and we're being male that, and being male the child, that he should grow into stages of kedusha. So to kein yikonis l'toyra, he's going to become bar mitzvah, and he's like this person. A bar mitzvah is a person who's like the person, us counting sphira, where he severs himself from his connection to this guy, till now he only had a Yetzer Hara, now the Yetzer HaTov comes into him, and he's able to be male all that Chomrius to being a Dovah Shel Kedusha. And that's the, as well, can you connect the Torah? Luchupa, as we said, that's the Mincha Soita, which tells us you can be male that as well, with a Masin Tovim, and then a person gets to be able to, all his actions are on a higher level, and get to be in close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What's the male if unfortunately the Soita is not found innocent?
Right, so interesting, he brings that up, and he says that the purpose of this Mincha Soita was actually that V'niksa V'nizra Zora.
Yeah, as if she's innocent.
Yeah. What's his lashon here? Because the imzin saw Hari is kaimu vovah hamayim amarim lemarim b'tzobs avit namanaf yirecha. Val korcha ikra hakorban shayach rak kishaloi zinso. Val maise behima shelo haynu shisnago b'pritzes v'lei nosna matzah liyitzov in istro. But we want now to say, right, v'avas hakorban minchas niskapro v'nis also mimatzobah habahami ad shenis borcha b'minikso. The korban is for someone, not for someone who's going to get killed. The korban is for someone who will have gone through the process and realize that I can take that which is Nechelik HaBahami and be male that to something which is much higher. So that's the inspiration, that's really what we're trying to achieve. In order to be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, and that even children should be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, we're trying to instill this within them, this understanding that everything in the world is used for Avodas Hashem. Everything that we have, everything our Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, even the things which are looked to us as being a dover of Gashmir. You say, no, this way of being Malek, a dover of Gashmir, is to use it for a dover Ruchni, and to see the Shoresh of what everything is, and to know that there's a way of purifying it and getting there. And that's something which is very, very uniquely dependent on each person. I saw a fascinating vault some time back from Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro describes how a parent or a rebbe or a teacher should engage with a talmid. He says in the Haftorah of Parshas Vayera, when we read about the Elisha and the Ben Ashunamis, and Elisha went to be Machaya the Ben Ashunamis. So it says, Vayoba Elisha Baisa Vihine Ana Meis Mushkaval Mitosei. Vayoba, and he came, Vayizga Adelas Ba'achneim, he closed the door, Vayizfala El Hashem. Vayal, vayishkav al hayeled, vayosim piv al piv, ve'inov al inov, v'kapov al kapov, vayugayolov, vayochom b'sar hayeled, and then the child came back to life. So Rav Meir Shapiro said that if a person wants to revive an neshama of a yid, or a person wants to instill love for Torah and life of Torah into someone, even if that person he believes is like that child, even if he thinks that person is v'hinei nar meis mushkav al mitose, there's nothing there. He says that Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rosh Shiva, says this is how you do it. You follow Elisha's example. He says there's six things. The first is Vayiskor Adeles Ba'ad Shneim. He closed the door and there was just the two of them. He says when you're talking to a child, you're talking to a student, you're talking to a Talmud, at that time when you're talking to him, there's no one else in the world other than you two, and you're totally focused on the needs and the concerns and the nefesh of that child. And that's the first thing. Nothing else comes in at the point. There's full engagement, connection, and understanding. The second thing is, he says, "Vayispale el Hashem," daven for that child, daven for that talmid, daven for that student. The third thing, third, fourth, and fifth, he says, is "Einov al einov," see things from the way he sees them. "Piv al piv," speak the language that he understands. "Kapov al kapov," feel things and engage in the way that he engages with the world, so that he feels that you understand and you see it from his perspective. He says, then, vayochem b'sa hayoled, you need to be able to, you must make sure that the child feels that you have a warmth and you have a love and an appreciation, and that he feels that there's something that you really mean his good, that you have that chamimus that comes out of your connection with him. Then that child, that student, that Talmud will engage and will understand, and Yitaki, you'll bring life of Torah and Ruchnius into them. That's what Elisha was showing us. Again, the six things. He says, first of all, Vayizkar Adeles Ba'ad Shneim, when I'm engaging with a child, it's full engagement and focus, that nothing else is going on now. The child feels he's getting the full attention at the time of the engagement. The second thing is, I've got to daven for the child. I've got to have him or her in my mind by tefillahs. Then I've got to see things from their perspective, einov al einov, piv al piv. I've got to speak their language and understand things from the way that they be able to speak to them from their perspective so that they understand it. Kapov al kapov, and I've got to understand the way that they engage with the world and speak to them from that angle. Be able to engage them from that way. Vayochem es b'sar hayeled, and then I've got to infuse them that they feel that there's warmth, and it's not because I have any ulterior motive, and it's not because I have any agenda, but rather it's because I feel that I want to instill them with Torah and Avodah and Yiras Shamayim.
That's kapov, his hands on hands, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll just end off with one other story as we come towards the evening of Lag BaOmer, where the Gemara Me'ila Daf Yud Zayin tells us that Rav Shimon was someone called Rabbi Rabbi Reuven ben Itzteralovi. Rabbi Reuven, if the Gemara calls him Rabbi Reuven, he obviously was someone who was befitting of the title Rabbi. We know that anyone mentioned in the Gemara of prominence had the koyach to be mechaye mesim. So it's Rabbi Reuven ben Itzteralovi. At the time, there were gzeres on Klal Yisrael. There were gzeres on Klal Yisrael. They weren't allowed to keep Shabbos. As we know, they weren't allowed to wear tefillin. They weren't allowed to go to mikveh. They weren't allowed to do bris milah. And he wanted to go on behalf of Klal Yisrael and sort it out for them. So he disguised himself as a Roman. The Romans, explains the Gemara, they used to cut their hair in a way where they would cut the front part of their hair and leave either a ponytail or long hair solely at the back. And this was something which no Yid would have done that. It was a particular way that the Romans would have gone. And this Yid went to disguise himself and go undercover, disguised himself in that way. And he went and he sat in the seat of power of Rome and slowly made his way up the ranks until eventually he was involved in discussions regarding the Jews. And one time in these discussions it came up and he said, tell me, if you have an enemy, do you want him to be strong or do you want him to be weak? Obviously you want him to be weak. Then why are we stopping them doing this bris milah on their children when they're 8 days old? Let them go and injure their children when they're 8 days old. And then from the beginning of their life, they already are impaired and they already will impede their being able to grow into strong people who maybe end up being our foe. Oh, I said, yeah, you're right, 100%. Jews have to do bris milah. Okay, he achieved that. Sometime later, he says to them that within the discussion, it comes out about the fact that the Jews, they've got so much money. So look, honestly, you want your enemy to be wealthy or you want them to be poor? Obviously you want them to be poor. So why in the world are we allowing them to work on Shabbos? The day where most commerce is made, most people come to the market, they rake in a fortune, and we are losing out. They can't be open on Shabbos. They're not allowed to work. They have to stay at home. All the commerce will come our way and we'll become wealthy and they won't. Did it set in such a convincing way? 100%. Jews are not allowed to be. Every Jew has to stay home on Shabbos. He said, "Look, if you want these Jews to multiply in number, obviously you don't. You want to keep them small. Well, then in that case, then you're going to want to ensure that they do keep Hilchas Nidah, so that they'll keep less in number. So they reinstate that they have to keep those halachos as well. So he'd achieved what he needed to, and assumingly he left. And it didn't take long for them to figure out that this was a Jew who had instigated all of this, and they returned all the gzeiros. And the Talmid HaChachamim said to each other, who is going to go and intercede on our behalf with these gzeiros? So they said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai should go, Shehu Melumed Benissim. Says Rashi, at the top of Amud Beis, what's the Melumed Benissim? Like we saw in the Gemara, which began with the Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, that he was Melumed Benissim in the Ma'ara. Look what happened there for him. So he's got Siyata Dishmaya, Melumed Benissim, let's send him. We can't send one person on their own. It's Dovah Shel Chashivas. Who are we going to send with him? We'll send Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Said Rabbi Yossi, stood up, you're not sending my son. He said, if Abba Chalafta, my father, would have heard that you wanted to send me, you think you would have just given me it to die just like that? It's a sakana to send someone to Rishon Vayechai. What if he gets upset with him? You know what happened when he came out of the Ma'ara and he was upset with people? He may get upset with my son. There's no way I'm sending my son with him. I'll go instead. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai heard, he said, if Yochai would hear, would he send his son to me? Which needs explanation, what he meant when he said that. But in the end, Rav Shimon Chai said that he was mekabel on himself, that he'll make sure that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, will come back, and he won't be makbid on him at all. Lemay said they went on the way, says the Gemara, and as they were journeying on the way, they were asked about a shayla, if the dam of a sheretz is metame. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, sort of mumbled under his breath and was ma'akim svasov to answer the pasuk which says the halacha. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Me'akim asvasecho nika, it's nika that you're a talmid chacham," and he had a hakpod on him because he was meir rabbi, meir halacha b'fnei rabbi, and he started to become very ill. Suddenly, he remembered the avtocha that he'd made to his father, so he davened and he was healed. Came along Ben Tamalio in a Shin Dalad. Ben Tamalio came along and he said to them, is it your will, Ritzoinechem and Ritzoincha, that I should come and help you? And Rishon Bar Yochai burst out crying. He said, the Shifcha of our ancestor Hagar encountered three Malachim, one after the other. We don't get no Malachim. What did we get? We get a Shin Dalad. But that's what we've got. So Ben Tamalio offered them, look, I've got an idea. I'll proceed ahead of you and go to Rome. I will enter into the daughter of the emperor. She'll become ill, she'll become crazy. And the only way that they'll be able to heal her is if you come along and you tell me to get out. And then that will bring about a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. They had no choice. This is what was available to them. And that's what happened. He said, the simon that it's me is you'll know that when I actually exit from her, all the glass kelim in the room will smash. So Ben Tamalio goes ahead and he enters into the daughter and she becomes crazy and she's screaming and shouting, where's Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Where's Rav Shimon bar Yochai? As far as they knew, the last emperor was after Shimon bar Yochai. And he hadn't found him and then he died and the decree was bottled. Where's Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Eventually he makes his way and he disembarks from a ship and gets into Rome. Oh, they've got Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai comes and he speaks to Ben Tamalio. This is Ben Tamalio. Say, Ben Tamalio, say, go out, go out. Ben Tamalio goes out. Says the emperor to him, I'll do whatever you want. Here are my storehouses. Come into the storehouses of Rome. Take whatever you want. Now, obviously, Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar had no interest in any of the wealth that was in the storehouses. They had one objective. In those days, when there was a decree that was made on Klal Yisrael, or a decree that was made, it was written on a parchment, on an igeres, and it was put in the storehouses of the king. As long as that was intact and existed intact, the decree remained a decree. If you could get hold of that igeres, or that piece of paper, and shred it, that was annihilating the decree. So they went into the storehouses in search of the igeres, which had in it the gezeres against Klal Yisrael, and they found it. And they tore it, and showed it to the emperor, and they were mevatel that gezeres. That's all they wanted, that's what they fulfilled their objective. And at the end, Rabbi Yossi would, Rabbi Elazar would tell people that, the Gemara in Yuma says that he saw there the paroiches from the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw dots of blood on it, from when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had done the Achas V'Sheva. Amongst other probably artifacts of stolen goods that still remain in Rome today. What do we see from there? It was a fascinating story. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was Malum and Benissi. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says that Yerushalmi and Shvius that one time Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Gemara at the end of Shabbat says that after he came out, he had experienced a tremendous nace. So he wanted to be Mesakim things for Klal Yisrael, like Yaakov Avinu had done after he experienced a nace when he came to Chalkas Shechem. So one of the things he did was he found that there was a thoroughfare where Koyanim wouldn't be able to go because they assumed that there were Kvarim there. So he said, is there anyone here who knows an older person, perhaps an aged, really aged person, who remembers a time where there was a place where the Koyanim used to walk through? They said, yes. He went and he was Masada, he worked out, he took cabbages and he threw them, whatever the cabbage took root, then you knew that was a Mokim Toyer. If it didn't, you knew there was a caver there and they could exhume and get rid of the Kvarim or at least mark for people to be able to walk past. Came along a Kuti, took a non-Jewish body and buried it in one of the places that Rav Shimon bar Yochai had said there's no bodies there. And he came and he said, hey, you made a mistake. You haven't got it right. There's a body there. I'm telling you, there's a body there. I know there's a body there. And Baruch HaKodesh, Rav Shimon bar Yochai saw what he had done. So he said, Tachtoinim Yalu ve'Elyonim Yerdu. And the people above ground should go beneath. And this Kuti died, had to be buried. There was a Tchiyas HaMeisin that happened to that person who was lying in the place where he had been put. So you see, Rav Shimon bar Yochai was Melumed Benissim. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was able to do a tremendous, this is just one of the many, many stories of the Koyach he had. Yet Rav Shimon bar Yochai would only go when he was the emissary of Klal Yisrael, of the Gedolei Yisrael. That Rav Reuven Yitzchak had gone. Had he achieved anything? Yeah, he achieved, but it wasn't long-lived. It was very short-lived. It didn't really have longevity. The reason for that, when he may have gone, he disguised himself as one of them. Is that the way to do it? If the Gedolei Yisrael tell you to, then yes. But he went on his own bat. That doesn't work. One doesn't work to be able to go on behalf of Klal Yisrael and to do something which is innovative and creative, unless, and especially when it doesn't represent Klal Yisrael, it's not going to have longevity when it's on behalf of the Gedolei Yisrael, and it says an emissary of Klal Yisrael, then that has the ability of having longevity and of having success. And that's where even Rav Shimon bar Yochai showed us that being Melumed Benissim, that's the way that one goes, and that's the way that one has success, that's the way that one brings about Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael. A couple of minutes left, just one other interesting ha'ara in the parasha. After we bring the Moyadim, we then bring it brings all the Moyadim, Shabbos, the Moyadim, and then it says the mitzvah of the oil that was used for the menorah. Why? So the Vilna Gaon says, because after we brought all the Moyadim, we have a hint to the two mitzvahs derabanan. The mitzvah derabanan of the Moyadim derabanan. So the oil is for Chanukah, and then we talk about the Lechem Aponim. And the Lechem Aponim is for is the Sulas Purim. That's hinted to there as well. So we have all the Moyadim are hinted to, both the Moyadim Midaraisa and the Moyadim which are Midrabanan. And as we know that when we keep the Moyadim and we keep when Nizah and all the Moyadim, it's like being Nizah in Shabbos, and someone who's Ma'amin and Nizah in Shabbos is Nizah like all the Moyadim, because these are two parts of our Emunah. Emunah and the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu was the Shtei Alechem, that's the Lechem of the of Sudas Purim. That's hinted to as being a Suda.
How did that come from the oil?
No, the oil is Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And afterwards it talks about the Shtei Alechem, or the Makalah was because of the Shtei Alechem, and that's there as well. So you have the two types of Emunah. There's Emunah in the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, that's Shabbos, and there's Emunah in the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Those are the Moyadim, the events that took place. That is what Be'etim now, during the Sphira, we're experiencing the reliving. As we know, that the Emunah is not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran the world at a certain point, but He runs the world, and within the world that we live in the Ruchniyistika world that we live in, we relive every year what Klal Yisrael has been living throughout the ages. And that's what we are reliving now, the build-up, that build-up to Shavuos, by virtue of counting the Sefiras HaOmer, like we said from Shimon Shvab, that we are Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma. We are now like a standing, ready to be harvested piece of barley, which is, we have within us, that which is Machal Behema. But through the period of Sefiras HaOmer, we are able to refine and refine and refine ourselves, so that we should eventually be V'hikravtem Mincha Chadosha. We will become a Mincha Chadosha Be'ez Hashem this coming Shavuos, and be ready to be Mekabel the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.